Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I read this story that definitely reminds me of Joe Biden. Man, this depicts demented Joe better than almost anything that I've seen in a while. The dude is as lost as last year's Easter eggs, and his policies and other actions prove it. For example, who removes security, then evacuates a country? Answer, a moron who has lost it. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joey Demento, he has indeed lost it. He lost it years ago, which brings me to this story about a man who searched for himself. Now, I've heard of finding oneself, but this story is really funny. So, and you can research this for yourself. It's in AOL. It's a Turkish man. His name is Beyhan Mutlu. And he joined his neighbors in their search for a 50-year-old man who'd gone drinking with friends, then wandered into the woods and disappeared. Much to Mutlu's surprise, he was the missing man the party was seeking. And I thought to myself, this is so Joe Biden. This is so... Look, my grandfather got dementia later on in life. And not bad, but some, and he couldn't remember stuff. And he got lost one day, and it was a panic in the family of where was he? As I think back on that story about my grandfather, and certainly think about my man here, Beyhan Mutlu, I think Joe Biden, this is a guy, if he didn't have handlers, what do you think Joe Biden would do? Where would this clown be in the White House? If just left to his own devices, you know, Jill's got a leash on him at night. So when he gets out of bed and starts, it tugs on her. She wakes up and goes, hey, Secret Service, get in here. You know, because this guy is gone. And this story, look, here's what they say. Citing local media outlets, Vice reports that Mutlu spent hours scouring neighborhoods near where he'd been boozing with friends to help locate a missing person sought by authorities and concerned community members. When Mutlu realized the volunteers were calling his name, he solved the mystery. Who are we looking for? He reportedly asked. I am here. Joe Biden. I can see Joe Biden. So what are we doing? What are we out here doing? We're looking for Joe Biden. Oh, okay. Let's go find him. Anybody knows what he looks like? What a great story. They found Beyhan Mutlu. They took him home. They tucked him in. And they would do the same with Biden, except they would add a pacifier. It's 79 years old. This guy should be monitored. And they do. That's why when you hear Biden talk about, oh, I'm not supposed to say that. And, you know, the reason why he's saying that is because he is the wandering Turkish man who goes out on a binger and then wanders out into the woods, wakes up to join the search party for himself. If the Joint Chiefs, and let's look at it for just a second. You can understand why Congress should at least be tinkering with the idea of the 25th Amendment. Understand, just the other day, members of the Joint Chiefs, almost every major military man in this country, testified before Congress and essentially said, yep, we recommended that Joe Biden leave troops in Afghanistan until after the evacuation. And Biden nixed the idea, which is essentially the man joining a search party for himself. And even the fake news media, they recognize it because they were like, why would you? I mean, I remember Jake Tapper, for goodness sake, going, why would you remove the troops and then send the troops back? That doesn't make logistical sense, and it doesn't make common sense. So the press finally reported truthfully about what was happening. Now, if they had reported truthfully about the election, if they had reported truthfully about Joe Biden, if they had reported truthfully about the DOJ and their hunt for Trump, if they had reported truthfully about Russian collusion, if they had reported truthfully about Hunter Biden and much more, Democrats would be in prison. Maybe the press should send out a search party for itself. This is what this story reminds me of. And it's not going to get any better. We have stories now of troops now committing suicide at the highest rate ever. I mean, it's sad to think that people no longer want to serve. We have police officers doing the same thing. They're sick of it. They're out of it. Nope, don't want to. I'm done. Oh, well, lots to talk about today, folks. Joe Biden looking for himself. Maybe he'll find himself one of these days. You know who's found herself? Kristen Sinema. I've got to tell you, this moderate senator, I'm not crazy about her, but as far as a Democrat senator representing Arizona, she is doing a magnificent job. You know, at least she's pushing back on stuff. We don't agree on everything, and the stuff we disagree on vehemently, but I'm going to have a meeting with her. I am. That lady needs to be rewarded for taking a stand. She's better than McCain and Flake. Now, I'm not going to say it across the board, but which against those two guys, who cares? But because, you know, they were rhinos for sure. But and I don't know what's in the future for her. That's why I'm hesitant to give her my complete endorsement. But there are some things that this lady, I'm going, man, at least she's injecting some common sense in all of this. Good for her. We're going to be talking next hour about a guy I met, Jeremy Murphy, who wrote a book, F Off Chloe. And it metaphorically fits so many things that we're talking about. We're dedicating an entire hour to promoting his book, Jeremy Murphy. And hopefully you'll go out and get that, and we'll post where you can get it on the website as well. So that'll be coming up. Different things that are going on right now in our organization I want to tell you about. We're starting to spend a lot of time on Clubhouse. We're going to be spending time on Locals for video stuff. We're creating lots of new products that I think you're going to really enjoy. Spoof stuff that we just find funny in the news. We want to have you really feel somewhat lighthearted when you leave here, because let me tell you, I get enough of you who write to me that you're so afraid of where the world is going. And I'm telling you, guys, you're going to have to live your life regardless. Enjoy it. Have a few laughs. Stay in the fight and have a few laughs. And keep downloading the show and telling others.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to talk a little bit about some of these lefties that when they get to the point, there comes a point in their development where they just say, all right, I've made it. I no longer need to kowtow. We call it self-actualization, but it's rarely reached with the left. They have to really feel very secure and say, I don't care about the adulation anymore. I don't care about the limelight. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the friendships, whatever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, let me just say this. The quicker you learn that in life, the better. The quicker. There are people that need people to congratulate them. You ever worked with these people? I did that for you. Yeah, I'm the reason that that happened. And you're like, okay, great. You took out the trash. Congratulations. But they have to. They got to let you know every little thing they did for you. Now, you could have cleaned their car, put gas in it, changed the oil, the tires, all without their knowledge. And they go out there and go, God, my car's clean. Whoa. And they won't even know who did it because you're the type of person that just does it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm that dude. I'm the guy, I see a piece of paper in the mall, somebody else threw on the ground, I pick it up and put it in the trash. I don't go look for the person to do, hey, listen, I just want you to know I put your trash away. Okay. No, hey, hold on a minute, I put your trash away. Yeah, yeah, I'm that guy. I'm the guy that did that. I just do it. I don't think, wow, I wonder if the person that threw that trash down knows that I picked it up. You just pick it up, and you do it because that is the way we are as Americans. We just pick up the pieces. One of the biggest things I get after my son about is, how can you not see something needs to be done and just do it? Now, was I always this way? I don't think so. I think there came a point in my development, and I don't know when, I'd have to think about it, but it did occur. And I was like, you know what? Just do it. People are going to complain. The minute I hear a complaint about something, oh man, the trash is overflowing. Boop, boop, boop. I just go take the trash out. My wife will go, well, I didn't mean for you to take it out. Well, you said it. And you weren't moving towards it, so I'll take it out. And I'm not keeping score. I took out the trash 17 times, and you ain't taking the trash 3 times. I mean, you know, you have those people in your lives that keep score. I did this for you. You should do that for me. I'm going to save you a lot of time. I'm going to save you some stress in your life right now. You want to call a friend. If you don't call a friend, make sure they listen to this particular podcast this day. I'm going to save you some anguish. Do what you want to do. Don't do anything more. When I have to pick up after my little 14-year-old, man, to the point of ad nauseum. If I didn't want to do it, I would have probably choked this kid to death. Okay? Do what you want to do. No more and no less. When I'm finally sick of him and I won't do it, I'll call him. Hey! Yeah, Dad. Come do this. I'm not going to do it. Enough so he knows that I'm recognizing that he's not doing stuff. Like, he will empty a box in the refrigerator or the freezer, whether it's got ice cream in it or Hot Pockets, and he will leave the box, the empty box in there. It's like, what is your problem? I'll throw it away sometimes, and other times I'll say, hey, come get this empty box. Just enough for him to know, hey, look, you're going to do this, not me. So going back to my bigger point. So you have these lefties, and they finally reach a point where they go, I don't need the adulation. I don't need it. I feel so good in saying this to you. And I met a gentleman. His name is Joe. And he came through a friend. And this dude is cut from the very same cloth as I am. And we were talking about this. We no longer need to feel like we have to please people. I'm not doing this radio show for accolades or because I could end up in the Radio Hall of Fame or anything like that. I do this show because I hope it helps people in some small way. Be who you are, genuinely, and you're going to be much happier. Trying to kowtow and cater to other people doesn't work. So, long story short, all this to tell, well, I don't even know if I want to go there yet, because I do want to talk about Katie Kirk. She's got a book out. But let me do this. Before I get to that, we talked the other day, I listed a few Biden lies. And I was on a radio station yesterday, and I said to the host, I said, you know, Biden's a worse kind of liar. Because it doesn't even matter if you lie on somebody. Like if you go, yeah, he did it. You know, and it's a small thing. Like, yeah, he drank the last soda. And you did. Okay, I get it. But the types of lies that Biden tells are so hurtful. So this guy wrote this, and it made me think of what is his biggest lie? Because you do kind of want to know, what is his biggest lie? Have you been told it? Do you think you know it? Well, I'm going to throw this one in there. And this guy wrote this. Biden is a vicious, self-serving political hack, for one thing, one whose ambition leads him from time to time into shocking indecency. You may have heard that Biden lost his wife and daughter in a horrifying drunk driving wreck. The fault of a monster of a man who irresponsibly drank his lunch, as Biden put it, and it never happened. Now, I've talked about this story before. I've talked about criminals in prison and what they've done, and how one guy said to a friend of mine, I was the worst kind of criminal because I would rape a woman and I would make her think it, I would tell her it was her fault. And I remember telling my friend Paul, who was roommates with this guy, he wasn't the worst kind of criminal. The worst criminal is a guy that would rape a woman, make her think it was not only her fault, but somebody else had done it. And he's the one who did it, which is what the Democratic Party is. Going back to this story, Biden's wife and daughter did die in a car wreck. It's true. The driver of the other vehicle, which was a truck, was not drunk. He had not been drinking. There was no reason to even believe that he was drunk or drinking. But the late Mrs. Biden, who was married to Joe when he was probably hell on wheels, drove into the path of this guy's tractor trailer. This is from the police, from the report. But Biden, this guy writes, like every other third-rate ward healer of his ilk, thinks and speaks only in terms of good guys and bad guys, white hats and black hats. And if something bad happens to good people, then it must be because somebody in a black hat did something nefarious. The driver of that truck went to his grave, haunted by Biden's lies, to the point where his children were forced to beg Biden to stop defaming their father. The casual cruelty with which Biden is willing to subordinate the lives of ordinary people to his political ambitions for the sake of a petty tearjerker line in one of his occasionally plagiarized stump speeches is remarkable. That's what the guy wrote. But luckily, the trucker, his daughter came forward and says, "You're going to stop this lie." But that's the worst kind of liar is Joe Biden, and now he's the president.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards.
The Senate and House testimony of top military brass this week has left a contradiction between the words of the president and his generals. Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, warned to Newsmax.
Keep 2,500 troops there. The same recommendation that General McKinsey and General Miller had. Yet when President Biden gave an interview and he said, no, my military leaders said no such thing that I can recall.
Whitman said either the president is lying or he lacks the cognitive ability to be commander-in-chief, both of which are very disturbing. Police officers in one of the largest cities in Texas are no longer responding to calls that are deemed non-emergencies as of October 1st. Residents and others in Austin are being told to submit a report online or call 311 because a call to 911 will not yield a response. This is USA Radio News. Beginning in November, Australia will lift a COVID-19 travel ban for its vaccinated residents, allowing them to leave the country for the first time in months, the Associated Press reported. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday that when 80% of Australians aged 16 years and older have been fully vaccinated, that travel ban will be relaxed.
And that will enable Australians who are fully vaccinated and Australians and residents of Australia who are overseas who are fully vaccinated to be able to travel again and to be able to lift those caps on our airports in states where they have moved into phase C of the program.
U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will unveil the Biden administration's long-awaited strategy for the troubled U.S.-China trade relationship in a speech on Monday at a Washington think tank, her office said. Tai will deliver remarks on her review of China trade policy, USTR said in a statement on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jeremy Murphy will be joining me next hour. Going to be talking about the disruption, and he is a chief disruptor, a guy who has really bucked the system. And I have to tell you, he's paying the price. But you know what? It was worth it for him, and I'm glad I was able to meet him. We are now friends, and I'm glad to feature him and hopefully get you to get his book, F Off Chloe. Anyway, glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Speaking of disruption, I got curious about what people are doing around the world because, you know, we get caught up in our own little world here in America, which, by the way, we're the greatest country in the world, and we should. But we get caught up. And I was wondering how other people are doing in terms of protest and anti-mask, anti-vax, and things like this. So I decided to Google it. And here's what one article said. And they soft-shooted, by the way. For the record, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Demonstrations have broken out around the world, from Australia to France and Israel to Bulgaria. Why it matters. As the Delta variant surges, governments are increasingly mandating masks and vaccines for many activities. Vaccines have shown to be incredibly effective in preventing severe illness and death. Now, that's all you need to hear to know that these people are lying. Now, they go on. This particular article goes, more than 100,000 people protested across France. Against the government's push to get residents vaccinated against the virus. They show PBS, and they said, banging metal spoons on saucepans, protesters yelled freedom, and Macron clear off, near the Louvre Museum. I will never get vaccinated, one 53-year-old protester said. A few tens of thousands of people have lost their minds to such an extent that they are capable of saying we live in a dictatorship, President Emmanuel Macron said. So that was one. Next one. Thousands of people flocked to the streets of Sydney and other Australian cities to protest lockdown restrictions bearing the signs freedom and the truth. Police arrested several of the Australian protesters, some of whom threw plastic bottles and potted plants at police officers. And North South Wales Police Minister David Elliott said bluntly, Sydney isn't immune from morons. Several hundred Israelis demonstrated in Tel Aviv against new coronavirus restrictions as cases have risen to troubling levels. As many as 2,000 protesters gathered in a park in The Hague in the Netherlands, objecting to lockdown measures in March, protecting police... Why can I read this crap? Prompting police intervention using a water cannon. There might be a virus, but the shutdown of a society is not proportional, one protester, Michael Kut, 68, said. In Bulgaria, 8 protesters were arrested in May of 2020 after a demonstration broke out in Sofia, where some protesters said the coronavirus was fake news and an international conspiracy. Just so you know, fake news, that term, being used all over the world. Then they finished. And of course, in the U.S., anti-vaccine protesters have shut down vaccination sites, gathered at state capitals, staked out Disneyland, donning assorted Marvel superhero costumes. Between the lines, Gabriel Scali, a visiting professor of health at the University of Bristol, told Al Jazeera that the protests against pandemic measures are not necessarily surprising. And here's what she said. I think these rallies are relatively small. All the way through the pandemic, we have seen small groups of people who have taken to the streets to express their opposition to various things. It isn't anything new. There's been opposition to vaccines in history. It's new, and people are dealing with various issues. There are a small group of people who are opposed. Now, that was the entirety of an article that I read. I knew they were kind of like setting us up. And so I went to another article. I went, okay, well, let me see, because I believe that there's a lot more to this than people are letting on. And I went and I looked at the pictures. I dare you folks, go look at the pictures that are in Britain. Well, this, I'm looking at a picture in Australia. It is tens of thousands of people, flags up, country in distress, the American flag upside down, the Australian flag flying upside down, tear gas. It was harrowing what I saw. And then there were people getting tear gas sprayed on them as they were rushing the police. In another picture, and this is on a site called PrepGridiron.com. And they took all these ones from Epic Times, from all these various places, and showed the protest. Tens of thousands. I mean, streets lined with protesters in places. In France, let me tell you, it's hard to believe that you get people that riled up. But here was the title to that particular article. French virus health pass in full use. Here's what it says. Thousands marched Saturday in cities across France to protest the COVID-19 health pass that is now required to access restaurants and cafes, cultural venues, sports arenas, and long-distance travel. For a 6th straight day Saturday, opponents denounced what they see as a restriction of their freedom. Many criticized the measure, claiming the French government was implicitly making vaccines obligatory. I'm looking at Italy now. Green Pass protests planned across Italy. No Paura Day rally in Turin. And it is people, folks, of all colors. I'm looking at this picture. It is tens of thousands. And here's how it reads. Demonstrations against Italy's new COVID Green Pass rules are planned in more than 80 towns and cities across the country. This was back in July, starting everywhere. The rallies organized via social media are also called so-called Green Pass, which will soon be mandatory for indoor dining, blah, blah, blah. So you just have to see it. Another sign, Green Pass equal the Nazi symbol. In Greece, tens of thousands of people. Here's the title. Tear gas followed during protest of vaccine mandate. It's all over the world. Now you think, oh, it's just us. We're the only ones upset about it. No, we're driving it. They're getting their marching orders from us. These are people that say, you know what? America gets it. America is that is the shining light on the hill. And if we don't do what we do, how could we possibly get anything close to America? And look, folks, these are people that don't know the freedom that we know. And they're doing it. Many of them, I'm looking at these pictures, some of them masked, many of them unmasked, holding signs in the case of Greece. I can't even read it. I can see a needle with a line going through it, you know, like a circle and a needle inside of the circle with a line going through it. So it obviously means no vaccination. Let me go on. These are amazing. I want you to go Google this. Anti-mask, anti-mandate protest, or just a vaccine protest. And this stuff will come up. Have some curiosity to see what's going on. Because we at times think we live in this vacuum. It isn't just us fighting this battle alone. Look, I go into this forum, and we're going to tell more about it once we get it set up. But it's called Clubhouse, and my team's all on it. And we're going to have certain rooms that go in there. Go in the Clubhouse and go in the rooms with vaccines or vaccine real cures, natural cures, or vaccines, you know, like farce, scam, things like that. Dozens, hundreds of rooms. Probably thousands. I haven't looked because I just got started. Some of the most knowledgeable people and people chiming in from Britain, from Australia, from Greece, from France. It is so international. Everybody is on this thing. And you can just go and once you have a certain number of friends or whatever, you start a room and you say, I'm an expert in virology and in epidemiology. And people, once a few people know about it, that room will fill up. Because people want to know. Anyway, this one says, bloodied St. Vincent PM Hospital, St. VM Pinson, bloodied St. Vincent PM hospitalized with head injury after rioters hurl rocks amid chaotic protest against vaccine mandate. So the prime minister of that place. Here's another one. Police restrained a demonstrator during a protest against coronavirus restrictions in Berlin. Thousands in Berlin protest COVID-19. They said police banned 9 planned demonstrations for Saturday, including one from Stuttgart-based Querdenker movement, the most visible anti-lockdown movement in Germany. A court ruled in favor of allowing one protest planned for 500 on Saturday and Sunday. They're restricting protesting. More than 2,000 officers were stationed around the city to respond to those who showed up despite the bans. Protesting in Berlin, Germany, folks. They are protesting all over the world. Nowhere are they accepting this. And the New World Order is... Look, we can talk about it and act like it doesn't exist. It exists. It is as evident as the air that you breathe. You may not see it, but it's there. Total media blackout of this stuff. You can hardly see it unless you go looking for it. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All this talk about vaccines and the New World Order and things like that got me very curious. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, and I wanted to know, what can the Earth sustain in terms of population? When I was a kid, there were numbers being bandied about, and now there are new numbers and new figures. And just like it was with global freezing and global warming and global climate change and all these other things, you know, the green energy and natural resources that we're using up and things like this. And certainly we all understand that there can be we can overuse. If you only have a certain amount of lumber, you can't keep cutting down the forest. And the world is going to, it has an ecosystem that looks at the amount of oxygen that's coming out of a certain area and carbon dioxide being released out of plants. That's what I meant to say. And then that influences weather patterns. It's all connected. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So as a scientist, a person with degrees in engineering, computer science, and math, and understanding the logic of it all, it's kind of like, think of your little microcosm, your ecosystem at your house, and there's a certain amount of food that your mom cooked that day. And there's five people in the household, you and your two siblings and then your two parents. And then somebody rings the doorbell and there's two other people that want to join. So what's the first thing you guys do? If they say you guys want to stay for dinner, it depends on how much mom cooked, yeah, or dad, but whatever it is. So you start allocating resources. Well, there comes a point where everybody doesn't get to eat. It's pretty obvious, right? You don't notice it maybe with your water because it runs continuously, but you will notice it with a bag of chips or a casserole. Because there's a finite amount. So we all understand that concept, but we understand it in the microcosm, not in the macrocosm. Are we ever going to run out of, you know, sardines? Are we ever going to run out of the ocean fish and things of this nature? Can there be too many people? So I posed this question to some friends of mine. I said, what is the maximum number of people? And just for the record, I'm going to have this deeper discussion in a Kev talk because I want you to understand that while I don't agree with people that there should be a limit on the number of people and all that, because as it stands right now with 7.6 billion folks, we still have plenty. The world will provide. We've continued to do things to make sure that we could accommodate all the people of the world. Farmers now grow with a level of efficiency that you wouldn't have even believed was possible. We make food products out of stuff that you go, that you can actually use that, you know, and it fuels the body. Maybe not as good as you originally thought. How much food waste do we have every year? Can we work on that? And that be part of our natural resource? How much water can we drink and recycle? How much, you know, used to be we thought we were going to run out of oil. Now we're talking about, you know, green energy and other ways of refueling, you know, solar and bio and all kinds of stuff, to where we can continue to sustain. Think about this. We look at Earth's natural resources, and then we talk about inhabiting Mars. Which would you rather live on, Earth or Mars? I mean, I kind of like it here. But here's the thing. This is so interesting to me at a deeper level, and here's why. I'm just going to read from one of the articles. The naturalist David Attenborough once said, the creature he finds most extraordinary is a nine-month-old human baby. But now he believes the planet can't sustain many more. In an interview for BBC Newsnight, the 92-year-old British broadcaster said, in the long run, population growth has to come to an end. There are some reasons for thinking that will happen almost inevitably. But it is very alarming at the rate we're going. And although people will say, in the long run, we're going to stabilize, they're going to stabilize, as far as I can see, at a rather higher level than the Earth can really accommodate. So this is being discussed at the intellectual level. People, governments, are studying this problem. And here's what they say. I bet most people don't know this number, this figure. Roughly 83 million people are added to the world's population each year, according to the UN, with modern advances in medicine and nutrition to thank for their survival into adult and old age.
While fertility levels and birth rates are dropping globally, the overall trend is continued population growth with increasing pressure on the planet's limited resources and impact on the environment. Now, let's put limited resources in perspective. So we go out and we fish the oceans and we say, okay, we just got a net full of tuna or whatever. What have you seen a fish farm where we grow fish? What I'm getting at is, in the old days, you're right. We would go, we would just chop down a forest, and we deforest it, and we didn't care. But now, when we chop down a tree, we plant X number of other trees. And so the forests are replenishing themselves, and it is mandatory. It is the people who run the Department of Interior, certainly here in America, know that. For every fish that you catch in the wild, somebody's growing 50 fish. We have hatcheries that do nothing but do. We have fish farmers. You get what I'm saying? It may not be the best natural, this is the way they are naturally, but we have that. We have conservation efforts all over the place. Now, I'm not going one way or the other. Don't misunderstand me. I agree. There's a number out there where the earth, in terms of how we want it to be run, is going to go, wait a minute. Yeah, y'all don't want to be eating each other with Soylent Green? You better start watching yourselves. I don't know what that number is. So I say, let's play devil's advocate. Let's do it to where it's closer now, because right now there are 7.6 billion people on the planet. All right. What are you going to do? Let's just say that the arbitrary number is 8 billion. We cannot sustain ourselves at 8 billion. We start eating into our own natural resources. And that's the magic number. And anything over 8 billion, we got to start culling the herd. Now, how many people die every day? You got to factor that in. Naturally, there's a certain number. I'm giving you the way the algorithm would be developed. So you got eight, you're approaching eight billion. You don't want to hit that number. Now, I don't know how long ago this was, but I heard approximately 187,000 people die every day. So you can go do the math on that. So whatever that number is, as we approach 8 billion, we know, okay, this is how many are dying every day versus this is how many are being born every day. And if I can tell you, the births are more than the deaths. So where we're going every single day, at some point, if we don't want to hit this 8 billion, we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? So I'm asking you, as you approach this number, whatever that number is, what do you do? Do you say to yourself, oh, we can stretch? It's kind of like the debt ceiling. Think about the debt ceiling. We keep hitting a debt ceiling here in America, and every time we get to it, no matter what the government says, they punch right through that debt ceiling, and we get more and more debt. Well, ask yourself this. The reason why they allow us to punch through the debt ceiling is because there are more people. The more people there are, the more, quote, theoretical productivity there is in the world. But that's if everybody's working, contributing something back to the world, which is not happening. So I'm just giving you some things to think about as you contemplate this issue. But I want to ask you, what happens when you get to 7,999,999,999, the next one, or 8 billion, and what do you do to the next person? Because now your equilibrium's off. The number of people dying is not outnumbering the number of people who are being born. So one of my first questions to you is, who decides who lives and who dies? And let me ask you this. This is just food for thought. What do you think that the governments of the world will start doing to say, look, you may not want to die, so we may need to make sure you do, because we're hitting that number. Now, here's some food for thought as well, because I wondered, what is the population that's sustainable, and who decided to do it? There was a point when people believed that the amount of people that the earth could hold was 500 million people. Others say we could go up to a trillion. Somewhere in that number, between those two numbers, may be the number. At least as far as the theorists, you know, the people that have looked at this problem. So, but think about that 8 billion that we're coming up on right now.
Think about that, because we're approaching it. What if the person who believed 500 million was the number? They certainly got it very wrong. What do you think about the other theories that people have, like AOC, etc.? More to come on this subject.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.